On today's Press Pass, a look at budget issues on the state and city levels that may soon become a major issue for taxpayers. Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post has been reporting on the city of Buffalo's use of cash reserves, which are now virtually empty. During the past 8 years, the city has spent over $100 million in reserve funds to balance annual budgets. That problem is likely to be compounded. As Jeff Kelly points out, New York State has a projected budget gap of over $6 billion.
It's a real crisis for the state. And that means that cities like Buffalo that have relied on state aid and occasionally like lifelines thrown at the end of a budget year, such as, for example, $7.5 million advanced in casino payments that helped the city balance the budget this year, they can't rely on that next year.
What are people saying about this? What are some of the reactions and responses to your reporting here?
There are workers, union workers, employed by the city, who are aggravated that the control board hasn't done anything, because they're when they watch those reserves get spent down over the last 8 years, one of the primary reasons the city had those reserves to spend was the actions, the austerity measures, draconian austerity measures of the hard control board between 2003 and 2012. They built up those reserves. Now, they did that on the backs of workers by freezing wages, by cracking the whip on union contracts, forcing workers to accept concessions. A lot of workers told me when they see that those reserves being spent down, they're like, that's money that we saved for you, and now you're blowing through it. You're just burning it. And that makes it, I think, a little more personal.
There is a control board that's still overseeing the Buffalo budget to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Talk about its current status.
It's really kind of a shadow of its former self. It's supposed to have 9 directors. It only has 6. And all of them are serving well out of their terms, including the chairman, Nils Olson. His term technically expired in 2015. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, he is responsible for filling the positions on the control board. He hasn't named anyone since 2017. He doesn't seem particularly interested in what the control board does.
You'd like to think that this topic is resonating with city residents. At the same time, like any type of issue, until it comes and really impacts somebody's pocketbook, maybe they don't care all that much.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The reason the city has been spending down its reserves is because the mayor has not wanted to raise taxes. That's the one revenue source the city has some control over is the property tax levy. And the mayor made a choice. He said he thought it was better for the city, economically speaking, to keep taxes low and spend down money out of savings to balance the budget. Now, there's an argument for that, although there's also an argument that he went too far by draining the reserves to zero. The reserves available for plugging deficits. Here's the thing. That being done, he's going to have to raise taxes. It's not going to be enough that he's raised that we've done the reassessment. He's going to have to raise the property tax levy. There's a state cap on that, 2% per year, unless the Common Council decides to blow through that cap. They can with a 2/3 vote.
So that could be coming as well.
It could be, yeah. Certainly some sort of rise in tax rate is, I think, inevitable. Whether they decide to try to do more than 2% is, you know, that would be quite a political brouhaha.
More to talk about at future press passes.
Certainly, yes, almost certainly.
Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post, as always, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.